This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A team of World Health Organization experts' long-awaited fact-finding mission on the origins of the coronavirus got underway Friday. The WHO said late Thursday on Twitter that its team plans to visit hospitals, markets like the Hunan Seafood Market linked to many of the first cases, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and laboratories at facilities like the Wuhan Center for Disease Control. The team members spent the past 2 weeks in a required quarantine during which they had been communicating with Chinese officials by video conferences to lay the groundwork for the field visits. First, there was the UK variant of the coronavirus, which came to the US. Then there was the South African variant. Now there is a case of the Brazil variant here. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Minnesota health officials say someone who lives in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area became ill with the Brazilian variant the first week of January after traveling to the country. However, the Department of Health said there was no immediate indication the variant was spreading. According to the CDC, the Brazilian variant contains a set of mutations that may affect its ability to be recognized by antibodies. Some researchers have raised a concern that it may be able to reinfect people who already were sickened by COVID. I'm Julie Walker.
Health officials in the U.S. state of South Carolina say they have detected two cases of the South African COVID-19 variant, the first cases in the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the variant does not appear to cause more serious illness, but, quote, preliminary data suggests this variant may spread more easily and quickly than other variants, end quote. Officials say the two South Carolina cases do not appear to be connected to travel or travel related. This is VOA News. Johnson & Johnson said Friday its single-dose vaccine was 66% effective in preventing COVID-19 in a large trial against multiple variants across three continents. In the trial of nearly 44,000 volunteers, the level of protection against moderate and severe COVID-19 varied from 72% in the United States to 66% in Latin America and just 57% in South Africa, from where a worrying variant has spread. A high bar has been set by two authorized vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna, which were around 95% effective in preventing symptomatic illnesses in pivotal trials when given in two doses. Those trials, however, were conducted mainly in the United States and before the new variants emerged. A fire broke out early Friday in Romania's main hospital for coronavirus patients, killing five of them in the second such incident in 3 months. The fire broke out around 5 a.m. at the hospital in the capital, Bucharest, affecting four wards and leading to the evacuation and transfer of 102 patients, according to the head of the Inspectorate for Emergency Situations. Novavax says its COVID-19 vaccine appears 89% effective based on early findings from a British study. The shot also seems to work against new mutated versions of the virus circulating in that country and South Africa, though not as well. U.S. President Joe Biden is taking steps to, quote, undo the damage, end quote, of the Trump administration's health care policies. Mr. Biden signed two orders opening a special three-month enrollment period for uninsured Americans who now want to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, the program created in 2010 when Biden served as vice president under Barack Obama. A Dutch appeals court Friday held Royal Dutch Shell's Nigerian subsidiary responsible for multiple oil pipeline leaks in the Niger Delta and ordered it to pay unspecified damages to farmers in a victory for environmentalists. The case was brought in 2008 by four farmers and environmental group Friends of the Earth, seeking reparations for lost income from contaminated land and waterways in the region, the heart of Nigeria's oil industry. Britain Friday hailed a new visa offering Hong Kong citizens a route to citizenship after China's crackdown, but Beijing said it would no longer recognize special British passports offered to residents of the former colony. Britain and China have been bickering for months about what London and Washington is an attempt to silence dissent in Hong Kong, though Beijing says the West's views are clouded by misinformation and an imperial hangover. This is the only news.